Welcome to the podcast, Winning Through Culture, where we're helping entrepreneurs stay impactful and relevant. I'm your host, Tim Flanagan.
Why don't you talk a little bit about, from your perspective, Caitlin, how the changes that we made, kind of maybe start with where we were and what some of the challenges were, and then move into some of the things that we did to shape the culture in a more positive direction.
Yeah, absolutely. So I transitioned into a recruiting role in December 2018 and, kind of got thrown into the position, really
like the deep end of the pool.
And relied heavily on your leadership and the leadership of the organization, and transferred my skills from marketing of being able to cultivate relationships and quickly build trust with people. And, you know, in doing so, started the conversation just with our existing advisors to kind of learn about how they got into the career, what their fears were starting out, and really hope to kind of brainstorm some new ideas about how to attract people into our organization and into the profession. In those conversations, I quickly learned that at the time, several of our advisors weren't comfortable referring people into our organization, which was definitely an interesting and eye-opening experience. I know, Tim, you and I had a lot of conversations about that after the fact as to how these advisors could appreciate your leadership in the organization so much, but not necessarily be willing to introduce other like-minded individuals. And that was really the biggest challenge that we had. And so the goal from there in my mind was really how to transition the culture and how to transition the mindset to having a referable culture and expanding on the framework that we have and all of the work that we've done in the community to continue to build out the legacy and continue to have our advisors make a positive impact. And so really from there, as you said, wanted to reframe our experience for candidates and did so and kind of took a step back and thinking through what do we want that to look like? And if we're somebody who's considering MassMutual Carolina, is considering the profession, considering making a career transition, what's going to resonate in that those conversations? And so from there, really decided that, as you mentioned, it's focusing on culture and focusing on the resources and core values that we have as an organization and ensuring that there's alignment both from the candidate and from us.
Yeah, and I know when you started your new role and you had those conversations, it was a little disappointing to hear because, as you said, we had great relationships with our advisors, yet they had a reluctance to introduce people, which was really the focus of how you wanted to build our talent pipeline was, you know, through the introductions of our advisors. So let's kind of hit on some of the things that came up there and the changes that we've made and kind of pivot it back to the experience that, someone has as they explore a career in this profession with our firm. But one of the concerns that the advisors expressed was just who and how are these new people I'm going to introduce be led? And we've worked on addressing some of the concerns that were expressed to us there. Another area of concern was ultimately, how are these new people going to be trained? You know, the business has gotten much more complex. There's a significant amount of different products and planning strategies and licenses to obtain. And instead of just throwing people out there into the public, you know, how are the professional skill sets of these individuals that I might introduce to you going to be developed? And we have completely overhauled our program, our advisor development program. Jared Engel runs that now, and we've definitely gotten high marks from the people that have participated in that over the last year plus. And then really that recruiting experience, you know, exploring this career, the profession, what is rewarding about it, what's challenging about it, and then also the firm, and really looking for fit. So why don't you talk a little bit about specific to that talent development process early on in exploring the career? Why don't you talk a little bit about what changes we made, what changes you felt were necessary to be made in that overall experience for somebody exploring a career with in our profession and in our organization?
Yeah. So thinking through some of the changes to have a more exploratory experience for candidates, the biggest thing that we run into in those conversations is people wanting to have a clear roadmap. And when you're starting something new, there's a lot of uncertainty and it takes a lot of courage to be able to make a transition. And it's something that impacts you right now and it impacts 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 15 years from now. And I think it's acknowledging that and giving them permission to explore something new and validating the fact that it is scary and it's overwhelming. And really our responsibility as an organization is to provide you the guidance and coaching through this exploratory selection process to figure out if this is the right path for you and if we're the right organization to support your vision and your goals.
So how did you break that experience down in a way that accomplishes that objective for somebody that's considering this profession in our organization? And how did you, you know, the typical process, unfortunately, in the financial services industry too often is, you know, they're trying to hire a certain number of people every year. And basically anybody that comes through the door that expresses interest, they pivot to trying to convince them to get into the profession and join the firm. And we actually took an intentional step away from that because we didn't want to be selling somebody into something that they didn't understand and wasn't a good fit. So what are some of the, what changes did you make to that experience that's kind of made it unique even in the profession and certainly our marketplace?
I would say the biggest change starts with mindset. And it's a mindset of inviting people to be a part of this. And with that shift, it made a culture that was less focused on hitting a number and really aligning the characteristics of success for a fit in the profession. And so the changes that we made really focused on the meeting structure in the selection and recruiting process. And we really focus on having the candidate meet with a variety of our resources so that they can hear different lenses, hear different perspectives, but at the end of the day, have the same experience. And that experience is really focused on understanding what is driving them and what their purpose is to want to explore a career as a financial professional. It's really focused on identifying who they want to be working with and how they want to be making an impact in their clients' lives. It's focused on understanding what support they need and how we're going to build a business development plan around them. And really focused on their personalized development support, as well as how that integrates into the overall firm advisor development program.
So culture, yeah, obviously is the kind of topic of our conversation here in this context. And values are an important part of our organization's mission, how we live those values out, our core values out. How did you integrate, or how have you integrated, I'll say, the alignment of values between the organization and the candidates as a way to help make matches that might be, you know, good fit on both sides?
So throughout our recruiting process, we actually have candidates complete a series of really brief exercises. And those exercises essentially help us coach them through a business plan and give us the information that we need to give them that framework. And one of the first exercises that we actually have candidates do is called Envisioning the Future. And it's a brainstorm of everything that they want to have, do, and be in their life. And I really encourage them to focus on the personal side, professional, materialistic, short-term, long-term. And that helps us get an understanding of what success looks like for them. It understands what their personal values are, so that we can have that value alignment and know if there is that mutually beneficial satisfaction, as well as starting to think through if we move forward with this candidate, who are different mentors and advisors and leadership in this team that share some of those interests and share some of those values that we're going to be able to quickly get them connected with to make a more impactful fast start for them.
And yeah, that's, I think that's, again, one of the things that's uniquely different about the process at this point, because we're really trying to be selective in who we invite in, back to your point, because it is an invitation process. And at the same time, we're trying to help the candidate make sure they're selecting the right firm. Mm-hmm. What, you know, if you could just talk for a minute a little bit about the process of selection on our end. You know, what are the key things that we do as an organization to make sure, again, we're not just saying, oh yeah, they want to join us, let's bring them in, but you know, that it truly is a fit.
So our candidate selection process, again, really boils down to value alignment. And the biggest piece in selection is business development and having a clear path of who these candidates are going to enjoy working with, how they're going to enjoy working with those people, and making sure that we have the resources to be able to support those different target markets and their specific approaches on how they initially want to get in front of them. Obviously, that changes as our advisors' careers evolve, mm-hmm. but it really is making sure starting out that there is that alignment and we're the best organization to support those different target markets.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest challenge anyone has getting started in this profession and sustaining success is having enough of the right people to call on as potential clients. So why don't, if you would, elaborate a little bit more on that step of our process and how we, again, kind of mutually explore, is this candidate, A, going to have the right people to call on, and B, you know, do we see them having the enthusiasm to call on them? Because, you know, the whole crux of success in the first year is inviting, as a new financial services professional, inviting enough people to join with you to become clients. That's obviously a key element of launching a successful career. Talk a little bit about that for a minute.
Yeah. So in our selection process, we have, again, candidates go through several exercises that on our side of the table, we're able to pull out the key elements that roll up into a business plan. And so for business development, there's a three-part document that we call Finding Your Focus. And, you know, starting out in the initial interviews, it really is just kind of pulling from the candidate's brainstorm. And we give minimal direction very intentionally, because what I want to see is how a candidate wants to approach this business and how they see themselves identifying target markets. I always try to tell candidates, you know, if you knew everything that you were doing coming into this profession, you probably would have started a long time ago and we wouldn't be having this conversation. And so I don't expect them to have all the answers, but it really is starting to understand how they think. And then for us, you know, and having our marketing team actually a part of those meetings, is to put together a very prescriptive approach on how as an organization we can plug them into our existing marketing efforts to grow those markets vertically, starting out and ongoing throughout their career cycle.
I've enjoyed spending time with you on this episode today, and be sure to continue along this winning journey with me. Thank you for listening to the Winning Through Culture podcast, and remember, stay impactful and relevant.
To connect with us, you can find us on Instagram and LinkedIn at Winning Through Culture, and find us online at winningthroughculture.com, or just go to the show notes where you'll find all the links. We look forward to connecting with you and hearing from you. Thanks for listening.